Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is September the 14th, 2015. It's a Monday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 87 of the Follow English Podcast and I'm going to be speaking about three different phrasal verbs with the verb pass. I'm going to talk about pass away, pass by and pass out and the several different meanings they have. Also, I would like to remind you that there are other episodes about phrasal verbs. In this case, if you want to check out those episodes, just look for episodes 82 and 83. You can go to the webpage, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There are three ways you can search for information there. You can use the search box and then type in your search item, whatever you're looking for, and hit the search button, and voila, there you will get all the results containing those words. You can also use the tag cloud, which contains the top tags, which every time I post a new episode, I have to include some tags, so that you can link to the episodes more easily. And there are also the categories in case you want to look for interviews or the mixer or whatever general classification that I have created and you will find there. You can also subscribe by adding your email to the email list. Just add your email to the email. There is a kind of field where you can add your email. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Podomatic or Stitcher or any other. Well, let's get straight down to business then. Let's talk about pass away. Let's start with this phrasal verb. By the way, I'm using again Oxford Phrasal Verbs Dictionary for Learners of English. This is the new edition. I bought it back in 2008, but it's still pretty up to date. So, pass away. One of the main meanings of pass away, and the most, it's when people want to avoid saying die. So they use pass away in a more polite way of saying die. Maybe polite is not the word here, but in a, you're not so aggressive as when you use the word die. So one example here, she passed away peacefully in her sleep. So this is the most common use for pass away. The second meaning for pass away is to disappear. Many of these customs have passed away. So many of these customs have disappeared. In another way, it's a metaphorical way of saying died. So the customs have died. They have passed away. So there you go. Those are the meanings for pass away. Moving on, let's talk about pass by. Pass by is often related to the passing of time. And then this is a synonym of go by. So you can say that the weeks passed by and she didn't call. I was waiting for her call, but she didn't call. Another way of using pass by is when you say you passed by somebody or you passed by something. This means to go past somebody or something without stopping. Example, he saw the procession pass by or the boat. He saw the procession pass by or the boat passed close by the island. In this case, we have close here as an adjective. The boat passed close by the island. Close by. So it's also a synonym of go by in this case. Finally, from the phrasal verb pass by, we also have some other words that originate from it. One of them is the noun bypass. Bypass is a road that goes around a town in which is intended to keep traffic out of the town center. Bypass in medical English also means a medical operation on the heart in which blood is directed along a different route so that it does not flow through a part that is damaged or blocked. So this is called a bypass operation. A passerby is a person that's normally hyphenated. So passer hyphen by. A passerby is a person who is walking past somebody or something, especially when something unexpected happens. Several passersby stopped to help. So if you see an accident or something like that, and then you stop to have a look. And finally, pass somebody or pass something by means to happen without affecting somebody or something. She feels that life is passing her by. So that means she's not enjoying the opportunities and pleasures of life. So this is another meaning of pass by. So moving on, let's move on. Let's talk about pass out. So to pass out, the main meaning of pass out is to become unconscious. For example, he almost passed out with the pain. He almost passed out with the pain. So the pain was so intense that he almost passed out. A synonym for pass out in this case would be faint or blackout. And another meaning, which is somehow a more specific meaning because it's restricted to British English, to pass out of something means to leave a military college after completing a course of training. I have no examples for this one, but it's here. And finally, to pass something out to somebody means to give something to each person in a group. This is a synonym for the other phrasal verbs give something out and to hand something out to somebody. So the teacher asked me to pass the books out or to give the books out or even to hand the books out. So this is it for today. We have three more phrasal verbs discussed here for our collection of phrasal verbs. Please do check out episodes 82 and 83 if you wanna check some different phrasal verbs. And I'll see you next time. I hope you're all listening and learning something. See you next time. Bye.